Hey, it's Arrow inside the BobBrandon.com studio. Your website needs to be updated. It needs to be active. Don't let Amazon and Walmart be the moneymakers on the planet. It's your turn to shine. BobBrandon.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Craig Wright.
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me here.
Absolutely. What a great book in the way that we're being introduced to real people in a way that makes them even more real instead of being these icons of history.
Yeah, these weirdos. Yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
But in reality, aren't they? Yes, they're known for some very, very famous things. But deep inside, I mean, you've shown us that we all have flaws.
Yeah, boy, and do they have an A list of flaws? Some wag once said, nobody loves a genius until he, and presumably she, is dead. And there's a reason for that. These people are obsessive. They believe they can change the world, and they set out to do so. They obsess to the point they are oblivious to all those other human beings immediately around them, so that those in immediate proximity, in effect, become roadkill as they race on along the path toward changing the world. So they're not particularly nice people, and we could talk about all the nice, unnice things that they did, but what's the old expression? Say no evil about the dead, so we won't go there. We won't do that.
Now, but there are many times in reading the book that it's like, okay, I had that tendency in the way of wanting to change things, because I'll never forget when I first got into podcasting, I looked at my boss and said, look, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make a difference because the new face of radio is here. Now I feel kind of guilty.
Well, why do you feel guilty?
Well, because I don't want people to think that I'm being some little hoarder or anything like that in the way of, he said he was going to change radio. But at the same time, it feels so good to step out there and really kind of break the rules and set your own path.
Absolutely. And that's what these geniuses do. They are iconoclasts. They break the rules. They set their own path. And that's where creativity lies. And that's where the joy in life lies. What you have to do, each of us has to do in his own way, is find, who was it? Confucius said, if you find a job that you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
That's so
so
true.
You're getting close there. You're getting close there. If you're getting close, run with it. You'll be changing the world. You may not realize it on a daily incremental basis, but on a sort of global perspective, as time goes on, I think you'll see the difference.
The book we're talking about is The Hidden Habits of Genius. I love the way you let us inside your head and heart. There are 14 key traits of being a genius. One of them is to be able to relate with things.
Relate with people. We think the genius is the super brainiac, high IQ type of person who aces the SAT test or the IQ test or the ERBs or the MCATs or whatever it is. Those sorts of things, I think, are hugely overrated. There's so many other avenues or fields in which human excellence can manifest itself. Human creativity can manifest itself, and it can be in politics with someone like Martin Luther King or Mahatma Gandhi. It could be in ballet, Georges Balanchine. Could be in painting with Picasso or Andy Warhol, or it could be in music with Kanye West or Eddie Van Halen. Lin-Manuel Miranda, people such as this today. So there are all many, many different avenues out there. It's not, the genius is just not this one brain yet that slaps his forehead one day and says, aha, I got it. That only happens in Hollywood.
So why do most people stop with their creative genius? Because is it the challenge? Is it, I don't have time for this? I don't like the opportunity to be judged by other people? But people stop, and I've never understood that.
Yeah, it's hard. Look, we got to be realistic here. We got to put food on the table. We got to pay the bills. It's a luxury. It's a luxury to be able to do this. But maybe as time goes on, you, as you're doing here with your own podcast, you nudge yourself in a way that intersects better or begins to march in lockstep with your own interests and your own sort of personal passions. So don't be impatient here. I won't tell you how old I am because you'll be horrified. But I feel in some ways I'm reaching what I always wanted to do now. Grandma Moses didn't pick up a paintbrush until she was 67. So there's no statute of limitations here on finding your passion or perhaps changing the world, becoming a genius.
That is so funny that you say that, because I tell people when I go to lecture at universities and stuff, I say my radio career didn't start until after 36 years of doing radio. I just felt like at 36 years into it, I was on my way, man.
Yeah, I wish I could remember the story, but one guy is suddenly identified as a genius and said, great, in the last 5 minutes, I've been recognized to be the genius that it took me 35 years to become. So it's not sudden genius. It's not sudden genius. It's a long, hard slog.
It is. The book we're talking about is The Hidden Habits of Genius. Now, with all that you have studied and all that you bring forward, do you look at this COVID-19 world right now going, there's a genius that's out there, and I'm going to see them before they see themselves?
Hey, you know what? Wow. It's really cool that you mentioned that, because I've been thinking, you know, we don't hear about any geniuses over there at AstraZeneca or at Johnson & Johnson or at Moderna. It's always the team. But today, they announced the winners of the Nobel Prizes in chemistry. And you know who's there? It's somebody pound my chest here a little bit. It was somebody that identified that would be the winner, Jennifer Doudna in chemistry at Berkeley. And that was a long shot, not a long shot, but it's hard to predict a Nobel winner. So I'm really happy about that. It's all in the book. But what she's doing is this genetic engineering with this CRISPR. And the genetic components of these various drugs are part and parcel of what's going on. So we have the genius in our midst. Again, it's a complex process, but at the same time, we are able to dig beneath the surface and identify the most important people behind this. And this case, it is microbiologist Jennifer Doudna at the University of California at Berkeley.
Wow. Well, I love what Seth Godin says, because he's spot on with this book right here. Genius is a skill, which means the genius is a choice. And my God, you really do paint that picture inside this book.
Well, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking with you, and it's been a fun ride and run for me trying to figure out what all this is.
Well, Mr. Craig, what you got to do is you got to turn this into a podcast and go chapter by chapter by chapter, each person, because, I mean, you've got the stories, you've got the knowledge, and we want to hear you all the way through this.
Well, that's very kind. So if you want to, just all you got to do is go to Amazon, type in the search box there, Craig Wright Genius. I'm no genius. I'm a plotter. But that's the title of the book, Craig Wright Genius, and it'll pop up. Sometimes it takes a non-genius to study genius.
I love your attitude. Please come back anytime, sir. The door is always going to be open for you.
Thank you very much, Corey. Appreciate it.